الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فالحمد لله today visiting us was our two brothers Abu Muhammad al-Maghribi حفظه الله تعالى and likewise our brother Farid Abdullah حفظه الله and alhamdulillah they offered valuable pieces of advice and Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us to benefit from them and implement them. الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَمَلْ مَعًا So for this closing session, alhamdulillah, likewise, we have our brother Abu Hassan Malik with us. The brothers are just going to give, inshallah, a few pieces of advice, starting with Farid bin Allah. He's on my right. Jazakallahu khairan. So inshallah, we request from the brothers to listen attentively. Barakallahu feekum.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل الله سبحانه وتعالى the prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم did I say Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الله وإنما إليه راجعون قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said See, this is what happens when you get late and you start, your mind start to hack up on you. Barakallahu feekum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be in this dunya as if you were a stranger or a traveler. Yaqulu ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala wassa an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ibn Umar in yakuna fi dunya ala ahadi hadhain al-halayn. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Ibn Umar to be in one of two states. فَأَحَدُهُمَا أَن يُنزِلَ الْمُؤْمِنُ نَفْسَهُ كَأَنَّهُ غَرِيبٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا يَتَخَيَّلُ الْإِقَامَةَ لَكِنْ فِي بَلَدِ غُرْبَةٍ The first is that the believer sees himself in the dunya but in a strange land. So his heart is not connected with this strange land. But his heart is connected with his home where he intends to go. And he only resides in this dunya until he can repair his gear to return home. والحالة الثانية The second condition, أن ينزل المؤمن نفسه في الدنيا كأنه مسافر. The second state is that he considers himself as a traveler. غير مقيم البتة He doesn't even reside. He just continues his journey. وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ السَّائِرٌ فِي قَطْعِ مَنَازِلِ السَّفَرِ حَتَّى يَنْتَهِيَ بِهِ السَّفَرِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ وَهُوَ الْمَوْتِ But he continues his journey and he completes his destination without stopping until it ends with death. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ حَالُهُ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ حَالُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَمُهِمَّتُهُ وَهِمَّتُهُ تَحْسِيلُ زَادِ السَّفَرِ The person who has this state in the dunya, his aim is simply to get the provisions necessary to continue his travel. وَلَيْسَ هِمَّتُهُ فِي الْإِسْتِكْثَارِ مِنْ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا and not to store up things of this life. قال فضيل بن عياد لرجل كم أتت عليك. فضيل بن عياد once said to a man, how old are you? How many years have come upon you? قال ستون سنة. He said 60 years. قال فأنت منذ ستين سنة تسير إلى ربك. يوشك أن تبلغ. For 60 years, you were traveling towards your Lord and pretty soon you shall arrive. فقال الرجل إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The man said, إنا لله, we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. فقال الفضيل أتعرف تفسيره. Do you know the meaning of this? تقول أنا لله عبد وإليه راجعون. You're saying that I'm a slave of Allah and to Him I shall return. فمن علم أنه لله عبد وأنه إليه راجع فليعلم أنه موقوف. And whoever knows and he understands that he's a slave of Allah and to Him he shall return, know that you shall be made to stand before your Lord. ومن علم أنه موقوف فليعلم أنه مسؤول. And know that if you shall be made to stand up, that you shall be questioned. وَمَنْ عَلِمَ أَنْهُ مَسْؤُولٌ فَلْيُعِدَّ لِلسُّؤَالِ جَوَابًا. And if you know that you shall be questioned, then prepare a response for that time. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلْ فَمَا الْحِيلَةِ. The man says, what is the way out? Fudayl says, you see, it is very simple. مَا هِيَ, what is it? قَالَ تُحْسِنْ فِيمَا بَقِيَ يُكْفَرْ لَكَ مَا مَضَى. Said, do good in what remains in your life and you shall be forgiven for what passed. وَقَدْ أَخَذَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنُ عُمَرٍ مِنْ قَوْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَكَانَ يَقُولُ. Abdullah ibn Umar took from this advice of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. If you happen to reach the evening, don't expect to make it to the morning. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذُرِ الْمَسَاءِ. And if you arrive upon the morning, don't expect to make it to the evening time. خُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرَضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. Take from the time of your health when you shall be sick and ill, and from your life and prepare to die. Prepare for your death. قال ابن رجب وَأَمَّا وَصِيَّةُ إِبْنِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا فَهِيَ مَأْخُوذَةٌ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. The advice of Ibn Umar is taken from this particular hadith. وَهِيَ مُتَضَمِّنْ لِنِهَايَةِ قِصَرِ الْأَمَلِ. And what it involves is that you do not have a hope for a long life. A limited hope concerning a long life. وَأَنَ الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا أَمْسَى. And if you get up in the evening, don't expect to make it to the morning. Likewise, if you make it in the morning, don't expect to make it otherwise. But he thinks that perhaps death will meet him before that time. And this is how many of the scholars of old interpreted or they explained what zuhud is. Being austere in the world. One of the scholars said to Imam Ahmad, are you shayna zuhud? What is zuhud? What is zuhud in this dunya? Qala qisur al-amal. That you don't think that you shall live long. And whoever gets up in the morning, let him think that he might not make it to the evening. Wa hakadha qala Sufyan. Wa'un ibn Abdullah قال ما أنزل الموت كنه منزله من عد غدا من أجله. A person really has not placed death in his life in the consciousness of himself truly if he considers tomorrow as a part of his life's span. كم من مستقبل يوم لم يستكمله. How many people begin a new day and never complete it? وكم من مؤمل لغد لا يدركه. And how many people desire to see tomorrow, they shall not attain that. He said, ولو رأيت الأجل ومسيره لبغتم الأجل وغروره. If you see what the lifespan is like, and the hope for a long life, you would begin to hate it. وكان يقول أحد السلف إن من أنفع أيام المؤمن له في الدنيا ما ظن أنه لا يدرك آخره. The most beneficial day in the believer's life is that day when he thinks he's not going to see tomorrow, or he will not see the end of that day. كتب الأوزاعي لأخ له. أوزاعي wrote to one of his brothers and he said to him, أما بعد فقد أحيط بك من كل جانب. You have become surrounded from all sides. وعلم أنه يسار بك في كل يوم وليلة. And that you've been driven each day and night, taken forth. فاحذر الله. Be mindful of Allah. والمقام بين يديه. And standing in front of Him. وأن يكون آخر عهدك به. And let your last covenant be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والسلام. يقول بعض السلف نسير إلى الأجال في كل لحظة أيامنا تطوى بهن مراحل لم أرى مثل الموت حقا كأنه إذا مات خطته الأماني باطل ما أقبح التفريط في زمن الصبا فكيف به والشيب للرأس شامل ترحل من الدنيا بزاد من التقى وعمرك أيامهن قلائل. نسير إلى الأجال في كل لحظة. Every moment we travel to our end. أيامنا تطوى وهن مراحل. Our days becoming short. And only a few miles left. ولم أرى مثل الموت حقا كأنه إذا مات خطته أماني الباطل. I have seen nothing like death, a reality. Once the hope of a long life traverses upon its path, it's as if it doesn't even exist. ما أقبح التفريط في زمن السباع. How evil is negligence at the time of your youth. فكيف به والشيب لرأس شامل. How much more an evil when white has covered the whole head. ترحل من الدنيا بزاد من التقى. Leave this dunya with a provision of righteousness. فعمرك أيامهن قلائل. Because your life for a small number of days, your life are nothing but days, and they are but few. هذه يكفينا. بارك الله فيك.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. جزا الله خيرا أستاذنا وأخانا الفاضل أبا مجاهد فريد عبد الله، وجعل ما قدم في ميزان حسناته خالصا له يوم نلقى الله، ووجد منا آذانا ساغية وقلوبا واعية ونفعنا به. We ask Allah to reward our brother حفظه الله فريد عبد الله جزاه الله خير for the efforts that he put to propagate the da'wah, to call the people to the sunnah upon the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. We ask Allah to preserve him and protect him and keep him and all of us upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to save this humble effort for him in his skills of good deeds sincerely for him when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for us, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these words doesn't fall on deaf ears, like they say, or go one ear and go out the other, but rather we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who understood them correctly and put them to practice. Because that's the reason from these seminars and from these classes, is for us to pay attention to what he said, and let every one of us correct himself and do the work we need to do. وإني أحمد الله أني وافقت أخي مرة أخرى. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, subhanAllah, without any further planning, I agree with him again on the same topic we want to talk about. just like that, alhamdulillah. I said what I'm going to say. They said a reminder. I said, I have the book of Shaykh Ibn al-Amin. This is the book of our noble scholars we learn from, alhamdulillah, and we share the information. An-Nawawi, Riyad al-Saliheen, of An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التنقل منها وفضل الفقر. And this is a chapter that highlight the virtue of zuhd in the dunya. And we heard what the Imam Ahmed says about zuhd, alhamdulillah, in this life. And that we should not make it our concern and our goal and our target and our objective. Take from it what we need. And yet, poverty has virtues. And Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned many ayats as in Riyad al-Saliheen. He mentioned ayats from the Book of Allah and a hadith from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, Abi Abdullah Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين, is one of the great scholars of our time in this era. He has left a great treasure for the Muslims. His books, alhamdulillah, his classes are on the YouTube, on the internet. He has a website, alhamdulillah, and channels, radio channel, and the like. This is a alim, a scholar that have left a lot for the Muslims. Has dedicated his life into teaching in many fields of the deen. Many fields, from the Arabic, and the tafsir, and the hadith, and the aqidah, the tawheed, the akhlaq, the adab, the manhaj, the raqa'iq. Choose any topic, jazakallahu khaira. ورحمه الله قال رحمه الله قال المؤلف يعني النووي رحمه الله باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. A chapter dealing with having zuhd in this dunya that we live in, and also that we be from those people who take from it a little. And also in this chapter we'll highlight the virtues of faqr, poverty. قال الدنيا هي حياتنا هذه التي نعيش فيها. Says here, النووي, his what he intended by the dunya is the life that we live in. وسمي الدنيا لسببين. He says he was called dunya for two reasons. السبب الأول أنها أدنى من الآخرة لأنها قبلها كما قال تعالى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. He says because it is less in degree than the آخرة, than the life of the hereafter, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah الدحى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى, that the life of the hereafter is better for you than the one that came before it, his life on earth. والسبب الثاني لماذا سميت الدنيا دنيا لأنها دنيئة ليست بشيء بالنسبة للآخرة. It was called dunya also because compared to the akhirah it's like nothing. كما روى الإمام أحمد رحمه الله من حديث المستورد بن شداد that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says لموضع صوت أحدكم في الجنة خير من الدنيا وما فيها. For indeed the place of his sword,
a whip.
جزاكم الله خير. The place of a whip in of one of you in the Jannah is better than the dunya and what's in it. The dunya. قال موضع يعني موضع العصا القصيرة, it's a little stick. في الجنة, in the Jannah, خير من الدنيا وما فيها من أولها إلى آخرها. is better than what's in the dunya. The dunya and all what's in it from the beginning until the end. قَدْ هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا. So it's important, Ikhwan, for us to take from it, take from the dunya, the zad, as we've been hearing, alhamdulillah, especially today, and also in the talks that was in Masjid al-Rahma, alhamdulillah, about the hereafter. We heard a lot of advices, alhamdulillah, statements that should help us and enable us to be serious and to think about that inevitable journey, to prepare ourselves for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنَحْنُ مَا خُلِقْنَا عَبَثًا وَلَمْ نُتْرَكْ حَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خَلَقَنَا لِغَايَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ هِيَ عِبَادَتُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Because we were not created in vain for play, for no purpose, but rather we are created for a great purpose. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالتَّوْحِيدِ through Islamic monotheism. والله سبحانه وتعالى أرسل إلينا رسولا وأنزل عليه القرآن وقد بلغ الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الرسالة وأمرنا بالاتباع. الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent to us, to mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as a bearer of glad tidings for those who obey him and act upon that which he brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a warner for those who reject his message. So it is incumbent upon us, Ikhwan, to always keep in mind the reason why we're here and why we're created. And we try to stick to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has chosen for his servants. صراط الله المستقيم في كل شيء. We hold on to the deen of Allah by learning it first and by taking knowledge from this deen of its proper sources, the book of Allah and the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih. It's very important because there is no way for guidance and there is no way for success. There is no way for anyone to earn the pleasure of Allah except by adhering to that which the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, they were upon. ومفهوم المخالفة عند الأصوليين أن من لم يتبع سبيل الصحابة لا يكون مع الفائزين ولا يناله رضا الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا يكون مهتديا حقا. The علماء الأصول, they mention, when they bring an ayah that talks about the reward of Allah, for instance, like the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Al-ayah, those foremost, the Muslims who accept Islam, from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them exactly in faith, in the aqidah, in the ibadat, in the mu'amalat, in the akhlaq, they adhere to the path of the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim. Look at the benefits. Allah is pleased with them and they pleased with him. Allah prepared for them gardens of paradise. To the end of the ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah. The ulama, they mention also that the opposite is true. The one who does not follow what the companions they were upon in exactly, this person will not earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way the other ayahs, who they mention, he who adhere to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they were upon, he will be guided. He will be upon the right path. Then those who do not adhere, مفهوم المخالفة أيضا, those who do not adhere to what the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim they were upon, then they will not be rightly guided. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the book of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qur'an al-Azim. Allah grant us the understanding of the book. But we have to make efforts. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially those amongst us in this era. Not only that you find yourself, we find ourselves being, alhamdulillah, in Masjid of Ahl Sunnah, who the Imam, the administration, all the Masajid of Ahl Sunnah who are established upon these principles. They call to Tawheed, they warn against shirk. They call to Sunnah, warn against innovations. They call to the Akhlaq al-Fadila, and they warn against the low and base and wicked manners and ill manners. They attach the people to the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, the ulama al-Rabbaniyin, and they warn against the fake ulama and those who want to take the people away from their ulama. Those who they trade the path of innovation and desires, and they want to take the Muslims away from the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, but we have to benefit from it. We have to be serious, ya akhwan. We have a lot of information, and especially in our times, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, in his time, he died some 15 years ago, rahimahullah. And he says, alhamdulillah, this internet and this technology is a ni'mah from Allah. If it's used properly, use it to learn, to spread the knowledge, the deen of Allah. Since he died, rahimahullah, look how much technology we have now. If we use it properly, alhamdulillah, this deen is very accessible. You can now learn while you're driving. Before you have a book, you cannot read a book while you're driving. That's not even safe. Shouldn't even do it. But now you have an MP3, you have those USBs right around. I have to plug it. You don't even have to download it. You have it in your smartphone. And as you're going to work, it takes you half an hour. Put Sheikh Ibn Baz's class on Fadlu al-Ilm, Fadlu kalimati tawheed, the virtue of the statements of tawheed, the meaning of La ilaha illallah, the meaning of Muhammad Rasulullah. You have CDs, you have that MP3 that is loaded with the statements of the Sheikh al-Albani, the classes of Sheikh Ibn Baz, the classes of Sheikh Uthaymeen, Sheikh al-Fawzan, Sheikh Rabi, Sheikh Ahmed al-Nazmi, Sheikh Muqbil, Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, Sheikh Ubaid, and Sheikh Muhammad al-Hadi, and the Mashaykh of Ahlul Sunnah, or Jama'ah, and the students of knowledge who they follow their path and call the people to that which the ulama they call to. And I'm sure if we do this, subhanAllah, our life is going to change. We're going to be, because through knowledge, even if you're stuck in the traffic, you're not even going to notice that you're in the traffic, because your mind is something else. You go for a dentist appointment, whatever it is, they tell you, wait. I said, alhamdulillah, Allah giving more time to finish this chapter. Not by complaining, why me, why not? Listen to that class, finish it. And also we invite others to the good. You listen to something good, spread it. هكذا ينتشر العلم وينتشر الخير. This is how knowledge will spread. This is how the khair will spread. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with that which we gain from the ulama. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Thank you.